Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This game not being played this week had more to do with the Patriots or the NFL?
100% the Patriots. We have to do what's best for the health and safety of ourselves and not leap to the NFL and the NFLPA.
Dale Arnold.
I do feel like they're on the verge of striking. I feel like there's some anarchy coming. We're not going to just let you use this like a bunch of test dummies.
Rich Key.
Organization want their respect. Laker Nation want their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
The worst person in sports is back at it again.
Dalen Keefe with Fitzy.
In all caps, I'm hot on God I am.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I came so close last night as I was watching the post game of the NBA final, the final game of the bubble championship. And when I heard LeBron say that quote that you just heard during the open, I came as close as I've ever come to calling Rich Keefe late at night to do a wellness check.
Are you coming to my side of the street here as it that relates
quote,
to LeBron
that
James?
That quote there almost did it.
Yeah,
for
okay,
me.
Thank you, Dale. You got.
I want
you
my damn respect.
Clown
I
show.
Want my damn respect.
Put clown some show. Respect on that name. That's a four-time champion.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
There's
so
hardly anybody respects
no,
him.
No, nobody
huh?
thinks wow. he's any good. He's always like, everybody, hey, listen, LeBron stinks.
Hey, Dale, when you've played over three NBA seasons worth of playoff games.
I know. You're pretty good.
I know. Listen, hating on LeBron James in this town is as easy as just giving someone the stink eye or expecting a cigarette to get flicked out the window
at
a traffic.
Let the heat flow through you.
What LeBron doesn't understand, and he never will understand, is that people can't stand him, but those same people, myself included, don't say he's bad at basketball. And that's what he's talking about.
Like, oh, well, except maybe Charles, who says he's the seventh best player.
But think about it. Of all time,
yeah, I know.
Is
that's
that even
take.
That bad? No, it's a bad take, but yeah. Seventh all time, and all the guys above him are just like these legendary players. Like, it's not a lot of people have played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And if Charles Barkley thinks you're the seventh, and that's what you're hanging on to as the level of disrespect, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
We'll get an opportunity later on to talk a little bit more about LeBron James and the LA Lakers and the 17th NBA championship in franchise history, if you add in the Minneapolis Lakers and all that
five
stuff.
Five of those belong to George Mikan in Minneapolis.
They do.
I'm a 12. I'm a
the
12
Mikan
for
drill.
The yeah, exactly. I'm a 12 for the Lake Show type of guy. So that's
is
the
that
12th
right?
for Los Angeles.
There are no lakes in Los Angeles. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, Rich, next time you go to Utah,
there's not much
please,
jazz in Salt Lake either.
No,
I was just going to say, yeah, that makes all the... You're allowed to change your name when you move.
You probably
by the
should.
Way, good luck finding a penguin in Pittsburgh, too, while you're at it.
Well,
so
you never right. know. There's a zoo.
Penguins are beautiful animals, Dale. How dare you?
They are majestic.
Wait yeah. a minute. Did I say anything bad about penguins? I just said you can't find them in Pittsburgh, Shime.
You can probably find them in
take
a zoo.
Take a lap. Take a lap, Shime. I'm already.
How many, well, how many bears are in Boston? Well,
bears?
Shime might know, depending on...
There's more than you think.
All right. Yep. Can I
Shime's
have those 10 seconds
counting on making
back?
A living. Yeah, he's counting on making a living.
I need an ear
wash.
That, so. Ear wash, please.
So 255 years ago, a group of American patriots began the process of just unentangling themselves from the yoke of English oppression and giving the United States of America a new and united and free place to live and work and make a living. Is it possible that the New England Patriots yesterday began the process of unfettering the NFLPA from the oppressive yoke of the NFL? And have we got a new revolution on our hands?
Wow, Dale, that was quite a picture you just painted there.
Yeah, well.
I would say.
That's what happens when you're sitting here all by yourself and got nothing
else
to do.
That was Jack Edwards-esque right there.
That was damn near majestic for a semi-holiday Monday.
Well, I apologize for dumbing it down, but I will I will take what you said and make it very, very simple. The reason the Patriots aren't playing tonight is because the Patriots decided they weren't playing tonight. This was not the NFL, even though the NFL came out with a nice statement and said something about safety and blah, blah, blah to make it look like it was their decision. This was 100% a decision made by the Patriots. They were not going to play, and the NFL said, all right, we'll postpone it. I don't know if they're going to do that for them again. Let's see. Because right now, all the teams that have moved games have had the ability to move bye weeks around. And the plan still is 16 games over 17 weeks. So let's see how they adjust to it. But no, this is the Patriots standing up to the league and saying, under these circumstances, we don't want to play. And the league actually listened to them.
The New England Patriots did what the NFL was unable to do over the course of 6 months, when during a pandemic and off season, three bubbled or semi-bubbled sports restarts, they had the competitive advantage of being able to figure out how to run their season, build in contingency plans, maybe allow some fans to enjoy the games, but basically make sure that player safety was priority number one so that they could execute their super expensive, highly profitable season. And guess what they did? They screwed it up. They found a way to NFL it up. They bungled it so badly. All they had to, I can't believe somebody like Jermaine Wiggins had a better idea as to how to organize the NFL season than the actual NFL.
Did that
God.
Come from his Italiano heritage?
Yes, it did.
Perhaps.
It came from the 22%.
Tuscaloosa?
Down in Tuscaloosa. All of us knew that if you just built in some contingency slush padding weeks, whatever you want to call them, so that when not if, but when you had games get bumped due to 1, 3, 5, 7, or in Tennessee's case, 22 plus COVID positive results, you could reschedule things. If you took a look at that memo the NFL put out yesterday saying that, like, this game's going to be played on this day and that game's going to be played on this day.
Chaos. Fitzy, and I'll try to bumper sticker it for you.
Okay.
By the Patriots refusing to play the game. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you guys. They refused
to play. It's on them.
And good for them.
When they moved it to next Sunday, in the process, they made six teams, including themselves, change their bye weeks. They caused the Chiefs and Bills to move a game, Jets and Dolphins, Jets and Chargers, Jaguars and Chargers, Chargers and Broncos, Chargers and Dolphins, Dolphins and Broncos, all had to move their games as well.
And this is week five because of one team.
Week five.
Seven games had to be moved in addition to the Patriots game, and six teams had to move their bye weeks.
The butterfly effect. Mm-hmm. The butterfly effect, the Ashton Kutcher butterfly effect is what we're seeing right now. And again, all those teams that Dale just mentioned had bye weeks. Now they either don't or they've been moved. And now, so next week, when another team has it and they need to postpone their game, or they decide to stand up to the league, or they just have so many cases like the Titans that they can't play, where do you go? What do you do? Maybe you end up going with a week 18, which they should have done originally. Mm-hmm. Or they should have.
And they're going to end up doing anyway.
Yes. At least week 18, and week 19 is on the table.
But they needed to have an actual plan about when players test positive, how likely the game would be, when you can postpone it to a Monday night, when you can't, different rules about travel. They needed to have all those in place. And for some reason, they didn't, because they were, as Dr. Sills, their doctor, said, they were going to hope and pray. Their plan was to hope and pray. Like, hopefully, you know, we don't really get too many cases, or these guys bounce back and we'll just keep playing. We're just going to, you know, soldier on. It's like, well, that's not going to how it's going to work, especially when you come across a team that has guys with brains on it. And that's what you have with the Patriots. And
right.
They're willing to stand up and be like, you know what? Not going to happen. And I think for them, it ended up being a series of events. It wasn't just one thing. It was having to travel same day to Kansas City last Monday, then asking for more locker room space and getting denied.
They were basically allowed to dress and undress in a rental car lobby.
So they were pissed about that.
Yes.
You could tell when Belichick spoke to the media the next day, they were pissed about that. Then they have a week where they don't really have any practices. They have a practice on a Saturday, mm-hmm. and then it's canceled, or the facility shut down again the next day because of Byron Cowart. And then they're like, oh, you guys will still play on Monday at 5 o'clock, right?
By the way,
no.
And in the glorified walkthrough practice that they had on Saturday, they became, to my knowledge, the first team in the NFL to wear both masks under their football helmets and the Oakley face shields that everybody talked about in preseason and nobody wanted to wear. And the Patriots said, we're doing everything. We're wearing everything because guess what? The NFL doesn't care about us. More importantly, as Jason McCourty put it, neither does the NFLPA.
No, they don't. And I think that's probably more alarming to the players right now. To be like, wait a minute. You kind of expect the league to fake being concerned. They've done it for years about concussions. You know, they ignored it for years. And then now they're like, oh, yeah, it's super important. And now we have these medical tents. You can just kind of walk in and walk out of those. And it doesn't really matter. I personally think this has more to do with practice time, and I think Belichick is certainly in favor of them not playing because this week was it was like a nothing week. It was like a one-day get-together, and then you have to prepare for a game. I think it was not having practice and then just the series of events that have led up to this game for them to stand up to it. I don't think it's necessarily a safety thing because if it was, they wouldn't have gotten on the plane to Kansas City. It's more safe to play tonight against Denver than it was last Monday against Kansas City. That's
correct.
How I feel. And so the league and the Patriots probably should have flipped it. They should have not played last week, and then they should have at home. You don't have to get on one of the COVID tubes. You don't have to do that. You could have played today against Denver, I think.
You skip the trip on the double plane air pandemia.
Yes.
You don't risk anybody else contracting the virus. And that way you push off Patriots, Chiefs, when it can be a marquee game somewhere down the line. You reconfigure the schedule based on that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Chiefs probably would have enjoyed that because whatever the Patriots game took out of them manifested itself on national TV yesterday.
Yeah, it sure did.
Then you would have just played the Broncos. Now you miss this game. Now there's all this hand-wringing. Now the NFLPA is upset. Now the Patriots players are barking at the league and the NFLPA. Belichick has had to basically take control because the league can't. And now the Patriots may end up semi-regretting this or at least finding themselves in the crosshairs of a much more motivated and healthier team next Sunday because Drew Locke's going to be back. Some of the weapons on that team will be back. And you're going to play a much better Denver Broncos team next Sunday.
But you might get Cam Newton and Steph Gilmore.
That's a positive.
Yeah. And let me give you an idea. 22 days before the presidential election, how that's tied in.
Is that still happening?
I think they're still going to hold
it. There's literally so much news on any given day, Dale, that I feel like everyone, we all need to be basically, well, maybe not rap sheet. We all need to be Schefter with at least three phones ready to go off at any given time to let us know what's going
on. So this is how it's tied in, because everything is political. At one point yesterday, when we all found out that the Patriots game was not going to happen today, I sent out a simple tweet. All I said was, at this point, the NFL needs to shut down for 2 weeks, get a handle on this, and reconfigure a 12 to 14 game regular season.
That's the tweet.
You should see the responses to my tweet. You should see what people, and what it is, Dale, head down to the bunker. There's 6 more weeks of COVID. It should have been a short schedule with an open gap. With a Titans positive test this morning, one after another, it became, you're afraid to come out of your basement. Get on with your lives. For that group, the 35% of Americans out there who bleed ruby red and think the sun rises and sets on their God, they turned this into, come on, get out there and play. What do you care? You're making millions of dollars. Put your chin strap on and get out there and play the game.
Well, I know a couple of coaches had talked to Mike Florio last week and said that they had thought if another team had to break out, then maybe you would pause the season, maybe play 12 games, and then go from there. Because I'm trying to figure out what the NFL wants the most.
Is money.
All right. Never mind.
That's about it.
No, do you think that they want 16 games over 17 weeks? Do they want the Super Bowl to be played in February? Do they want, what do they want? What would they be willing to give up? Obviously, they want money. That's going without saying. But do they have the appetite of pushing this into March? Would they put pause? Would they kind of kick a team out for a few weeks and have no Titans games, but everybody else plays? Or I think the other problem is how we sort of let off for 6 months. They could have made these decisions. They could have had this discussion. Mm-hmm. And, players that agreed to play, because, again, players could have opted out, and that's something that we've heard a lot this week. For the players that are upset, you could have opted out. But they also knew that you weren't going to go through a year without any positive tests. So it was just a matter of, all right, how do you respond to these positive tests and as safely as possible play as many games as possible? And again, we're in week five. And the league already can't get out of its own way.
My plan is still on the table, and if the results yesterday were any indication, it should be viable. The
team pass like, and kick was that you?
No, team. Kind of, no, that yeah. was an, that was okay. Andy. No, the Jets, several other teams. Do we really need the Giants?
No, no,
they
we don't.
Are. They basically become the
they
league's
a
taxi
game,
squad.
Although yeah, they're still in it in their division. At
I know
5.
They did play at 0-5. The fact that they're 0-5,
they're still in it,
and they're far from eliminated.
We'll punch you in the nose for 60 minutes.
There
he's got
go.
A good grip, I think, on that team.
He's got a better grip on that team than his friggin' quarterback does in the football.
Well, fair.
If you need further evidence that this was the Patriots standing up to Roger Goodell and Demoris Smith, here's all the evidence you need. The Patriots have had 4 positive tests. The Tennessee Titans have had 23, and they're still going to play tomorrow.
Right. And they haven't practiced in like 2 weeks.
Right.
At
Camp Tannehill.
They haven't had a in-facility practice in about 2 weeks, and they are going to play. And they've had most of their
team. It was still summer the last time they had a practice.
Yeah. And they are going to play. They have like half their team has it. All their coaches have it. Like they're a mess. And they have a game on Tuesday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday Night Football. Who's playing Tuesday Night Football? They are.
I'll tell you who. I'll tell you who loves Tuesday Night Football. CBS, because instead of like a
prime time game, a
rerun of CSI Murder Camp or, you know,
Big
whatever
Brother
else. Exactly. Now they get a meaningful football game between two undefeated football teams.
Oh, it's a great.
Which I think is going to attract massive attention because Bills are good. A, it's football. B, the Bills are pretty good. And C, isn't everyone a little curious as to what Tennessee's going to look like now that they basically
are coughing all over the field?
Right.
So then the Chiefs were supposed to play Thursday. Yep. Now that game's been moved to Monday. Mm-hmm. Now, did anybody take the Thursday game or is that now open?
No, there's no Thursday Night Football.
And so how pissed is the Thursday Night Football people? That'd be steaming.
That's basically just NFL Network and Fox. So Fox gets screwed this
week. Fox gets screwed this week. So they must have had a meeting. This is sort of like, this doesn't really matter for Patriots fans, but I would think all of these networks had a meeting being like, listen, you're not going to necessarily get, sometimes you're going to get the benefit of a random Tuesday game, right? You're going to the only game in town. It should have been a 4 o'clock game on a Sunday. Now it's a Tuesday game. Or you might have competing Monday night games again, or you might have no Thursday night game. It's a mess.
Why didn't they slide Patriots Broncos into the Thursday night slot? Because there'll be plenty of games next Sunday.
The Patriots wouldn't show.
No, I'll tell you what.
I'm dead serious.
Actually, Dale, you want to know why? Because they would follow it to the letter of the law,
yep.
And then they would say, well, technically that's not a full bye week, so we shouldn't have to play until the following Sunday.
They've already had to fudge around with the bye week rules because the full bye week means you are required under the mandates of the CBA to get 4 consecutive days off, and that includes a Saturday and a Sunday. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
If the Patriots pop up with a couple of tests later on in the season and they try to pull the same stuff, I wonder if the NFL would be as open to it. My guess is no, I am surprised that they allowed them to move the game this time around. But that's sort of, again, I'm never going to take the NFL's side, but once you start giving in to these teams, then what? Like that, I mean, I.
But when your policy is so
paper
piss poor in the first place,
true.
There doesn't even really seem to be one. I mean, why didn't they just get... All they had to do was allow themselves, and what if they don't end up having to use these contingency weeks? What if they didn't need the invisible week 18 and week 19? Then they could have just compressed
just
it.
Just bump it up.
Just bump it.
If you don't have it, fine.
Michael Silver wrote about this earlier today, and what he basically said was, as soon as you get something that happens to a team that has already, quote-unquote, gone past their bye week, then week 18 is automatic. They don't have any choices then. So all you have to do now, all these teams that have technically sort of kind of had their bye week, but not really, like the Pittsburgh Steelers, God forbid they end up with a positive test because they're going to play 13 games in a row. Patriots are going to play 12 games in a row. If it happens, week 18, it's automatic. You don't have any choice anymore.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because what you're also going to have over the next few weeks, including this week, actually, I think even including last week, teams that didn't have any COVID issues had their actual bye weeks. Just their bye week came, you sit out, and that's how it goes. And so now you don't have that flexibility going forward. Like, yeah, where are you going to move that game? Like, I think, was it the Lions last week had a bye? All right, where do you move the Lions? Or no, this week, I'm sorry. This week the Lions had just a regular bye, and so did the Packers. So if something happens to either one of those teams or either one of their opponents, what do you do?
Didn't even notice the line. That's how
Lions
bad
didn't play. No.
Lions didn't play. Didn't even notice.
Didn't play, but it wasn't because of COVID. It was like, all right, the bye weeks are upon us now, and so now you're gonna. There might be some weeks where you look up at the schedule and there's like nine games.
And a good question to ask going forward is, will other teams feel empowered to take control and remand sort of like circumstances of their situation now based on what the Patriots did as opposed to letting the league run the show?
I think it's going to be team by team, obviously. I think you need a strong head coach that would be willing to sort of step up against the league and the players, too. I think you're going to need some like kind of veteran type players that are willing to put it on the line like
and
that.
The Patriots have a handful, like the with the McCourties and Slater.
Yeah,
and
like the Patriots are the most obvious vocal one. I think that a team like the Titans can't. Even if they didn't want to play on Tuesday, they can't because I think the league would say, okay, maybe, you know what, maybe we are going to suspend Vrabel or maybe we are going to do this.
Yeah.
Now, they won't publicly say that, but I could see behind the scenes, maybe Tennessee says, listen, we haven't had practice for 2 weeks. They're like, okay, well, listen, you need to play or we're going to take a first round pick.
Now, whose fault is that?
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. We don't feel bad for you. But if this happened to, you know, Andy Reid and the Chiefs or John Harbaugh and the Ravens or something, they thought they couldn't play, I bet they could. Sean Payton would stand up to the league in a second if he could. He would love to do it.
Here's the point that the Patriots got to ultimately, and he's not the only one, but he's the one we know of. Jason McCourty moved away from his wife and children and moved into a hotel here so that he didn't take a chance on taking something home to them. That's where you're at. Players implementing their own individual bubbles because they don't trust the NFL and the NFLPA to protect them.
Well, the two planes was also a Patriots thing. That wasn't a league thing. The league was like, yeah, one plane to Kansas City. You're like, you think that's a good idea? And they were like, all right, we're doing two. But even then, that's when both should have known that they were wrong. Like, they shouldn't have got, like, I'm surprised. That's why I think it might be a straw camel's back situation, because if you're just talking about safety, the Patriots should have stood up to the league last week. Not this week, but maybe it's sort of a better late than never type
of deal. The cat's out of the bag because they set the wrong precedent, because not only did they fly and play same day, but they played very well. And so now the league's going to say, like, oh, well, look, well, obviously the Patriots can do it. Why can't you guys?
Same day.
It's not a big deal. I mean,
and that's why I think they really want the Titans to not get blown out tomorrow night, because then you have the argument, how much do you really need practice? You know, hey, your facility shut down for 3 days. Yeah, you're football players. Get out there and play. But if the Titans are just a mess, like they can't even take a snap and they're just like running into each other, then you're going to say, well, is this the product that we want? Like no practices? And, how sustainable is
but
that?
But we actually here as Pats fans, we can't want that because we need them to beat Buffalo tomorrow night, sort of. So as much as I would love to see Benny Hill episode in Titans helmets tomorrow night, it's probably not going to happen.
No.
We got a lot of stuff we're going to get to throughout the course of the day, but this is topic A to start things off. We will at some point today talk about the Lakers winning the NBA title last night. We'll talk about the Bruins and what was a less than overwhelming weekend of free agency for Don Sweeney and company. But football is at the top of the docket. You will again not have Patriots game this week. Last week you had it postponed. This week you had it postponed. Then it got bumped. Don't worry. I don't think we're done with all of this stuff yet. We've got people we'll talk to about it as well as the day goes on. It is technically a Patriots Monday, but no Patriots players today. In fact, the only Patriots representative who will be on the station today will be this afternoon on OMF when Bill Belichick will open a vein, spill his guts, and tell you everything about every single part of this process.
He's been super open with OMF.
Yeah.
He loves it, too. Last week, the producers told me they actually said he asked if he could do 5 minutes more, and they're like, sorry, we're up against it, Bill.
Bill, please, we got to get
to hey, can I come in studio? He wanted to drive down here, but they're like, listen, we have certain protocols. So.
Great minds think alike.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you got to take it day by day, hour by hour.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, and it's time to trend.
Fitzy joins Dale and Keefe every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WEEI.
Do you think this game not being played this week had more to do with the Patriots or the NFL?
100% the Patriots. From people I spoke to this week within the organization who were saying we have to do what's best for the health and safety of ourselves and not leave it to the NFL and the NFLPA. That all leads me to believe that that timeline was, no, we're not playing today. We're not playing tomorrow. Get off of that now.
Tom E. Curran appearing yesterday on NFL Sunday with Rich and Christian and Wiggy. And I think he's right. I think, Rich, you've been right. I think basically the Patriots is screw it. You stuck us on an airplane, flew us to Kansas City when we knew there had been a positive. You stuck us in a locker room, as Fitzy said, the size of a rental car lobby. We're not doing it this week.
Yeah, it's all too much. It was too much in back-to-back weeks for them, and they're like, all right, the league. I think they got the sense that the league, and maybe surprisingly to them, the NFLPA is just going to try to put their head down and play as many games as possible and not really care. And there was really nothing that was going to stop them except for something like this, where a team says, we're not going to do it. And maybe, you know, we're not going to play. And so how does the league react to that? Do they say, well, no, you have to play. And then what? Denver shows up to an empty stadium, and then you're standing there like, all right, forfeit? Like, are we doing forfeits?
We were told there was to be a game here.
Right.
But isn't this exactly what we all said? And, you know, tons of guys who like to hop in their trucks and, you know, like spit dip and just be like, come on, play through it, you P-words. Like, it's no big deal. Last Monday, we all said the same exact thing. They're going to regret this. Now, they didn't regret it in terms of, or this is a stupid decision they could potentially regret.
Yeah, there wasn't
this.
Like an outbreak.
No.
There wasn't anything like the Chiefs to this point. Nobody got it from the Chiefs. So that wasn't really the issue. But again, I think just the way that the league's response was, all right, well, you guys can fly day of, even though that used to be a part of the CBA where you couldn't do that. You had to fly the day before.
But it was like, a special provision made for this year case it happened. And they were asked with people, at least a person, ultimately became multiple people, testing COVID positive. They were forced to fly out same day.
And there's no surprise that story about wanting more locker room space and getting denied came out. That was all a part of this.
Gee, I wonder where that would have come out
and
from.
And look at the domino effect that has, just from this one game, forcing them to play that one game as opposed to trying to reschedule a single game has now caused 8 reschedulings, and it will likely cause more.
And you're getting to the point where you're not going to be able to reschedule any more games within a 17-week season. Because everybody else is either losing their bye week or moving their bye week, or teams that were supposed to play week 8 are now playing week 11 because that was a common week and they're jumping things around. Like, you look at all these teams now, and if you have to alter anything, you're either adding the extra week, which I think everybody thinks is inevitable, or the realization that some teams are going to play 15 games, some might play 14 games. Like, let's see how, you know, wacky it gets.
Who would have thought that Roger Goodell would be a science denier? As somebody like Dr. Jess on Twitter has pointed out, it's almost as if there's an incubation period for this. And they keep getting surprised by that slipping up behind them and going, no. It doesn't all happen in one day, you know.
Would you say he's a science denier? Would you say, or just like kind of?
They seem to have ignored it.
Well, I wouldn't call him a science denier so much as I'm not sympathizing with Roger Goodell, but he's got like one of the most thankless $35 million jobs in the world, though I know he is foregoing his salary this year.
Defending Roger Goodell?
It's impossible because all
Tom Brady leaves town and now all of a sudden he's supporting.
Well, Roger Goodell actually has a tough job and I feel bad for him.
Is this my Fitzy
dumb take music?
Guys, look, I feel bad for Roger Goodell. Here's the guy who's working hard for the people out there and he deserves more.
And he's loved around here too.
He doesn't get paid enough. Thankless job, Roger Goodell. Nobody else can do this job. Nobody can make money as the commissioner of the NFL. He's got a tough job.
Nick
Fitzy Stevens.
It's impossible.
Anybody could do that job. What are you selling? Football to Americans. I'm selling football to Americans. Please, Fitzy. His job is easy.
All he's got to do is... But how do you please all these different parties? Control in the first place?
Or by
showing some actual stones?
Here's the two things the NFL has done. Two things that I know. Mm-hmm. They want the coaches on the sidelines to wear masks, and they don't want jersey exchanges. Don't spend any time on that. Neither of those things matter. It's everything else. How are you... What needs to happen for teams to play, to postpone, or to cancel? That's the parameters that you needed to decide in June, July. How about, August?
How about May?
Take the summer off. Get it done in August.
Sure.
But they didn't do any of that. And they just watched. How do you watch what happened with the Marlins and the Cardinals in baseball, the only of the non-bubble sports? I don't think they really could have learned much from the NBA and NHL. So they watched Major League Baseball. They see these outbreaks. And then they have to shoehorn in 7-8
doubleheaders just to try to play catch-up. And what, football thought, yeah, that won't happen to us. Our rosters are twice the size,
right,
and we have more teams, but well, yeah, that won't happen
to us.
Oh, by
the way, we're banging into each other plus physically
we're,
right, every
we're
moment
a contact sport, so how could that
but
possibly
so
happen?
But so here's actually the one thing where I don't even know if they knew this, but it's been kind of lucky, is on the field, it doesn't seem to be going from team to team.
No.
The Titans had it. The Vikings didn't get it. Patriots had it. Or a couple guys had it.
Gilmore was in Mahomes' grill.
They gave it a sweet nothings after the game, right, but he doesn't have it. So I think the actual playing of the game seems to be safer than, oh, I don't know, flying together or...
with recirculated air.
All that stuff.
In a test tube with wings. Yeah,
so
I get
again,
it.
I think, and I have no problem with the Patriots standing up to the league, but this game should have been played tonight. They should have played. Denver's fine. They can travel out here. You send Cowart, Gilmore, and Newton home. Mm-hmm. You play the game. Then Denver flies out. Now, if the Patriots were scheduled to play in Denver, then I think you have a much bigger case, and they should have canceled the game even earlier.
There is a delicious cocktail of arrogance mixed with just enough obstinance from Goodell / the league.
Did you say cocktail?
Yes.
You had him at cocktail.
I had him at cocktail.
This is a good plan already.
All right. Of arrogance mixed with obstinance. That
vodka, gin, a little rum, tequila, triple sec.
Yeah, that makes it seem like they're paying absolutely no attention to this, and it's just money, 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 money. And obviously, that's the biggest problem. When I say, like, it's quote-unquote thankless for Goodell, it's the dumbest position in sports because he literally does nothing except go out and say things and look like an idiot in a sweater
so. Basically what he does is he tries to read the room of the owners, and whatever the majority is saying,
them.
He swings over there. So if it's, hey, we don't like Kraft today, then, oh, yeah, neither do I. Then it's like, oh, it's okay to like Kraft again? Okay, I'm over here again. Like, that's what he's doing. So
he's not a science denier. He's just a figurehead. It's all these other guys that are talking to CBS that are talking
like,
to the different
play
teams.
The games. We need to play the games. We already don't have fans,
money.
But we need the TV games. We need to play.
Right. As Mamet wrote, everybody likes money. That's why they call it money. And that's what drives the world round. That's exactly it. That's all this is all about.
Wu-Tang Clan said, cream. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar dollar bills, y'all.
Wow. Well played. Nice punctuation right there, my friend.
Thank you. John's feeling it today. What a good John.
I'm loose.
I'm
glad he's feeling something.
I don't want to jinx it, but John's had a good start to the week.
He was rewriting all the Hamilton lyrics over the weekend on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
I did an entire Alexander Madison for coming in for Dalvin Cook last night parody.
A horrible Twitter follow, by the way. John Anderson.
No, give him some credit. Horrible element of the Minnesota game was actually giving it to your third string running back on 4th-and-1 to win the game as opposed to putting it to 8 points with a minute left. But, hey, I understand what they were thinking, but at the same time, the Zimmer
Reaper. That was the center of one of my parody songs about Mike Zimmer.
He's doing parody songs.
Oh, no.
That's what he's turned into.
A lot of them.
Parody songs. Like, who does that?
And there's the mute button right there.
There it is.
That's in my rearview mirror there, fella.
We'll get a take on the Patriots revolution from Mike Giardi at the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls as well. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, Sports Radio WEE.
I'm not looking back. We're looking forward.
I do feel like they're on the verge of striking. I do. I feel like there's some anarchy coming from the players because, and all it takes is a little spark before next rep at the next team says, what are we doing? You know, and I think it has something to do with that Tommy Curran. I've been hearing similar rumblings, and when you guys said it, I was like, huh. And then I read his tweet. I was like, wait a second. I was kind of hearing something similar that, hey, we're not going to just let you use this like a bunch of test dummies.
Boy, if you think the American football-watching public, some of them, got mad about taking a knee during the national anthem, wait till you see what the reaction is if NFL players strike, as Christian Fourier suggested yesterday on NFL Sunday. They may be considering, guys.
Where do we think he's getting that from? I mean, Christian works out around them. Christian talks to a bunch of these guys all the time. So this definitely has been an internal discussion in and amongst current Patriots, if not something he's heard from former players, anyone else in the league. He's friends with people not just within 495.
See, it's kind of a fine line, though, because I want to take the player's side. I want to take the team side and them saying enough is enough and we want. But the league allowed you to opt out. You had to have known that it probably wasn't going to be a perfect season. And if you start saying we're not going to play in games, even though the league, as bad as their protocols were, they did have some in place,
And if they're following those, and now all of a sudden, oh, this isn't going the way that we want it to, maybe you should have sat out and allowed players that wanted to play to play. Now, some teams might have been kind of like looking like scabs if you have so many guys bag out, but trust me, there's enough guys out there that would want to play a football season.
I got a question for you.
I do think, though, that some of them are feeling, as and we'll hear from Jason McCourty in just a second here, feeling, you know, like you make them fly to Kansas City, day of the game, stuck in an airplane. Then they get to Kansas City, and they say, guys, there's not enough room for us to distance here. Can you just give us a little more space? No, you're on your own.
Yeah,
I mean, I can see where that would rub a lot of guys the wrong way here.
But you mean basically showing up to a sub-high school locker room for 53 grown gridiron warriors to change around each other after getting off flying tube?
If Byron Cowart didn't test positive on Saturday night or whatever it was, they play tonight, right?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. Presumably, yeah.
1,000%.
And so why is that?
Because
they would have had one extra practice? Is that why?
Yeah, they would have done it. They would have had a practice, a walkthrough, a game. And that probably would have been enough to be able to execute this and keep things on schedule. But Cowart screws it all up, not obviously of his own volition,
but rather because he's forced into the
crap show of last Monday. But the question I wanted to put forth was, why in the world did they sell us this bill of goods? And maybe it's not Goodell that's the dumb. Maybe it's just all of us for believing anything that they say to us. Because anytime any of them from 345 Park Avenue start talking at this point forward, I'm just going to think I'm hearing lies come from their mouths. Why do we have 16-player practice squads if we have three players test positive and things get shut down? What's the point? Didn't they build extra size practice squads so that if you lose 2, 3, 4, 5 guys, you could plug these guys in? Like, all right, guys, we're trying to adhere to a schedule. What's the point? It makes no sense.
Yeah, because what they didn't really account for was depending on what day that player tests positive, now you're missing two practices potentially or whatever else it is. And then obviously there's the whole idea about the incubation period, which makes me think that getting on a plane seems nuts. But it's the other stuff during the week, because you saw Cam Newton test positive Friday night into Saturday, yet they played Monday night on the road. Mm-hmm. Now, Stephon Gilmore test positive on a Wednesday. The facility shut down for a couple days. They have one practice. Then Byron Cowart test positive. And now they say they don't want to play, even though they don't have to travel. So I feel like they probably should have stood up for themselves the week before.
Right.
But what happens is there's such a series of events that they're like, all right, we need to put a stop to this now. Or when will we? Like how bad does it need to get?
Let's hear Jason McCourty, who, again, I don't know how many other players. I know McCourty is one of the guys. In fact, there was a video, I think it ran on Nesson or something, where he was in his hotel room. He left his home, checked himself into a hotel away from his wife, away from his children, to make sure he could help keep them safe. So this is what he unloaded on the NFL and the NFLPA yesterday.
I know for myself, as an older guy who tries to, I would say, represent the rest of the guys in the locker room on calls this week with the PA and trying to figure out who has our best interest in mind. And I would say kind of throughout all of this, the realization that it's not a league-wide thing. It's kind of a team thing. You know, for us in this locker room, this is what we have. You know, between the players, the coaches, the administration, the staff, it's up to us to kind of take care of one another, to make sure physically we're all set, make sure mentally. Because I think outside of here, the people that don't have to walk in our building, whether it's the league office, whether it's the NFLPA, they don't care. I mean, we're trying to get games played and we're trying to get the season going. So for them, it's not about what's in our best interest or our health and safety. It's about, you know, what can we make protocol wise that sounds good, looks good, and how can we go out there and play games?
And I think the league also wanted to make sure that when they put out in their statement that it was sort of their decision to postpone the game, not the Patriots' decision, because then that leads to mutiny. Although I think the rest of the league can see what's going on. They can listen to Jason McCourty. They can read different things and talk to each other. And they know it was the Patriots that pulled the plug. And that's why I wouldn't be surprised if more teams do this going forward.
We will talk to Mike Giardi, get the NFL Network perspective on what's happening here in New England and around the National Football League, and whether, as Christian hinted yesterday, there may be some looming insurrection on the horizon. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy. Mike Giardi's coming up next, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.